Well, good morning. Are you all just really, really, really happy to be here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I tell you, my heart feels like it's going to go all over the place. So, yeah. Okay, we'll see what happens here. Let's pray. Father, so grateful to call you Father, that we know you, that we know that you know us, that we know that you have a plan for us, and even in these weird days we're having, you have a plan and it's good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we just give this time to you and we open our hearts so that you can speak what you want to in each heart. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, the title of this message is Time Marches On. Do you ever wish it would just stop sometimes so you could, whoa. You know, like after we heard the first message that we had to stay home for ever, it seems like. It's like, I wish we could just put the brakes on. And then we read the news and we see the reports and you hear preachers and you hear prophecies and you don't know who's true, who's not true. It's like, yikes, please, Lord, stop. If we could just hit the pause button on the clock and have everything just go so you can at least catch your breath. Because stuff is just happening so fast. It's like, what do we do? I know when March happened and we all got quarantined, we thought, this certainly won't last but a week. We're into month number 6. Isn't that something? Wow. Well, I want to take just a couple minutes to speak to some of your concerns. Some of them maybe you've spoken just to yourself. But being human as I am, and having been through the thoughts in my past of Jesus is coming back, I was in my early 20s and I went, no, please don't come back now. I haven't had a chance to live. I don't even have a house. Will I get married? Am I supposed to have kids? What about a job, a career? Please, wait till I'm older. Well, I'm older. He waited. Yeah. But, you know, I know some of you have some of those thoughts. What about my kids? What if all this, if we have to go through bad stuff, what about my kids? Will I get to see my grandkids grow up? What about my children that aren't walking with the Lord? Hello? Are you coming now, Lord? Whoa. He's going to blast the trumpet, not the phone. So that probably wasn't him. You know, but we have all kinds of questions. We have things on our heart. You know, my body's broken. I don't want you to come now while it's broken. I want to be healed. Do you have those things going on? What am I going to miss out on? I don't want to miss out on anything, but Lord, please, can you wait till I'm older? Well, then he's going to have to wait forever because somebody will always ask that question. So, it helped me way back when everybody was singing The King is Coming, and I'd go, please, no. It helped me. I'd say, Lord, can you give me a picture to help me? What am I missing here? Why am I not excited? I love you, but to tell you the truth, I wasn't excited that he might be coming back then. And he said, do you know how long eternal life is? Well, it's really, really, really long. It's like forever. But I want to share with you the picture that he gave me. And I shared this about 4 years ago to the church. So if you were here then, you've probably seen it. But I have this picture in my closet, so I can get it out any time and look at it. But the Lord really put on my heart that it would help us all to see where we're at in God's timeline. So I have a rope here. And this rope is 50 foot long. This represents eternity for all of us. And it's broken down to a half an inch is equal to one of our years. Okay? So this first little red mark here, I don't know if you can see it or not, that's about 16 years old. You're just getting your driver's license. Life is good. I got a license. Maybe Dad bought me a car and I can go. I can do stuff. Okay. Down the road. This is 30. Wow, doesn't time go fast? Maybe I'm married. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I've got a few kids or maybe it's a plan. But things have happened. I've got plans. I've got desires. Maybe they're fulfilled and maybe they're not. But I know I'm, shoot, I'm only 30. That'll be okay. Now I'm 40. Boy, it didn't take long, did it? You get to be 40 and go, how'd that happen? Oh my gosh. 50. Well, 50, certainly. You know, my kids are starting to grow up. If I've had them young and maybe I got some grandkids coming or I'm hoping for them, I'm working on getting the house paid. I know that retirement's about 15 years away. Hey, I got some plans. I'm going to get me an RV. I'm going to travel. I got a passport and then I'm going to go see the world. You know, isn't that the American thing? You get to be 65, you can quit and just go play because you work 65 years for Pete's sake. This one's 85. Is there anybody here that's 85? Louise. Wow. Louise, you got a long ways to go. And I'm so glad you're still here. But, you know, somewhere in here is our normal life. And then we've got forever. And this is going to go on for a while. And so all the plans that we had to get married and have kids, build a house, pay for it, go on our vacations, do our traveling, we've already done it. And this is eternity. This is how long eternity will be. It'll be going for a while, won't it? And what I have here is just 50 foot worth, which is about 1,200 years. Eternity is longer, and it's still going. And where am I? I'm with the Lord. Did you ever wonder, what are you going to be doing in there in heaven for so long? Did you wonder? Did you ever think this thing could go on for so long? I am going to be bored. I mean, does he have internet? Can I really see all my friends on Facebook yet? Oh my goodness. Maybe Moses has got a page and Abraham. I don't know. But we're still going. We're still going. And this is only 1,200 years. And we're all back here in the red zone. And we're wondering, Lord, are you really coming soon? Do I really want you to? What in the world will I do? I want you to know, I don't want to trip on this because I'll go there sooner than you. Whoa. I've given it so much thought. I trust him. Do you trust him?
Yes.
Do you trust him with your eternity?
Yes.
As long as it might be? Do you think it will be exciting?
Yes.
I have to look at the garden and look at how God created everything. Amazing, is it not? what he spoke out of his mouth. And what I saw was, just this week as I was looking through it a little bit differently, he created, he separated the waters from the land. So there's water, so there's land. And then he made animals. And then he made birds to fly in the sky, fish to... He made the water for the fish before he made the fish. He did the sky for the birds before he made the birds. He made the whole garden for Adam and Eve before he made Adam and Eve. So he's got heaven for us. Do you think it won't be fantastic? It will be. It will be. I remember sitting with a bunch of probably women. I can't remember when this happened, but I remember it happened. And everybody was just talking about their bucket list. You have a bucket list? No? A lot of people have a bucket list. The bucket list is, these are the things I want to do before I die. And it got to me, and they said, what's on your bucket list? I said, I don't have a bucket. I don't have a bucket list. And I realized by that time in my life, it was had to be in my 40s. You know, I am over 40. Thank you, Tommy. That anything I could think of that I wanted to do, I'd love to see Hawaii sometime. But I got heaven. If I don't get there, I don't think I'm ever going to go stand before Jesus and go, oh man, you got me here already. I haven't seen Hawaii. I haven't played with a baby elephant. That's on my list. But there's going to be animals there. He did it the first time. I'm sure he'll do it again. Kitties. Absolutely. But we need the picture of forever to face these days. Because it depends on who you look at on TV or the internet, to whether you're full of fear or full of faith or just plain confused, and they will confuse you. But when I look in here, I am totally unconfused. We have to keep our focus. This is where I am. This is where you are if you love the Lord. You're in Colossians 3, verse 3. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Whew. Could you be in a safer place? No. Could you have more security or provision? No. What an awesome place to be. If you are born again, that is your location right now. I mean, we just got to take a minute and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the songs today, it says we're watching and waiting, looking above, lost in his love. Happy and blessed. Is that your today? If that's your today, the tomorrow he has for you will just be so awesome. But if that's not your today, it can be. It can be. And it's really up to you. So, no matter what anybody says, we got heaven and it's great. Jesus is coming back. He said he was. He has never lied, and that was not his first lie. He is. He is. So meanwhile, the clock is still ticking, and he hasn't come back, popped through the door right now, so we can go on with this message. Are you preparing in the natural? Do you remember when they first told us we had to stay home and we couldn't go anywhere and there was a run on toilet paper? And then there was a run on food and then we were limited on this and that, and some of the stores still have limits. Some do not. Some of the shelves are empty now. Did you notice that? People are stocking up. Now, I don't know if they're stocking up from wisdom or from fear. You and I can do what we do out of wisdom. But are you doing something in the natural? Or does your mind say, if I do anything in the natural, that violates my faith? I know that there are some that think that. It only violates your faith if you have not heard the Lord. If the Lord says, like he did to the Israelites when they were in Egypt, I want you to go knock on your neighbor's doors and ask him for gold and silver and clothes. I mean, really. Did you ever think about that? They were slaves. They were not highly thought of. And you got this little Jew slave person knocking on some Hebrew's door saying, we're going to be leaving here for in a while, and I would like, you got any gold, silver? How about some really nice clothes? You would think they would say, get out of here, you're just a slave. But you know what? They gave to him because the Lord said to do it. So is he telling you, stock up on this? Prepare. There's nothing wrong. It's not ungodly to prepare. Most of you have health insurance, car insurance. Why? You prepare. I mean, when Thanksgiving's coming, you don't just sit at home and pray for the turkey to appear. You go buy it. You prepare. You know, let's not get flaky in our faith, but ask the Lord for wisdom. James chapter 1 says, well, let's just read that a minute because this is really good. James chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, that's House on the Rock Church, that's all of us, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Yeah, right. When is the last time we just said, oh, whoopee, we got a quarantine? Oh, and it's going for another month? Hallelujah! It's a challenge to do this. It's a challenge. But count it all joy, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Let patience have its perfect work, that you can be mature, complete, lacking nothing. See what patience and faith together? You're lacking nothing. Nothing. But if you don't have wisdom for how to deal with this various surprising trial, ask God. You know, none of us have been through this before. So we can't look back in our history and say, this is what I did last time, because there wasn't a last time. So I know when I realized this was not going away, and the shock of it all, sometimes I think I'm still in shock when I look at the news and see, is this my America? Oh my gosh. But I look and I say, I had to say, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? How do I prepare for what is coming in my life? Now, yours might be different. Your situation's different. So I can tell you what he told me, but you've got to hear for yourself. But you won't hear if you don't ask him. You have to ask him, what do I do to prepare? I will tell you what he told me, and if you want to do this, it's up to you, but you really should ask for yourself. I go to the grocery store and I say, if I need anything extra, just as I go by it, tell me, get two bottles of ketchup instead of one. Two of this instead of one. Maybe four of this. He knows my future. He knows yours. He'll put it on your heart. Or maybe you're going to be reaching to stock up on something and he'll say, uh-uh, don't. He will let you know. He will. But you got to ask him. Expect to hear. And it's not a big out here boom. It's just pushing your cart down the aisle. Two cans of tuna today. Okay. You just got this thought comes up, I should do this. Well, then do it. Do it. He will take care of you. I keep going back to the garden. He took care of them so well. He took care of everybody on the ark. Everybody. He took care of all the Israelites going through the desert. He took care of Israel when they had a famine by putting Joseph as buds with Pharaoh. They had enough grain stored by faith because God told them to do it for 7 years for a whole nation. Wow. God is not opposed to us providing and getting what we need. So, thank you, Lord, for your peace in the nursery. Thank you, Jesus, for angels in there. Playing angels. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for peace. We just speak your peace over the nursery right now for your precious little ones that you said, let them all come to me. Father, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Let your peace just settle. Just settle. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 He is so good. Is he not? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Is he not amazing? Every need he provides. Do we have anything to fear? Every need he provides. If you are full of fear, please turn your TV off. Get your nose out of the internet. You can't have both. You can't. You can't. You can't listen to a God that says, I will meet all your needs, and listen to TV that says, there's not going to be enough food. You can't listen to both. You have to choose. You have to choose. And I would expect it will get more as we progress, the news reports. God plans. He is such a good planner. I know he has the way planned for us through these days. Do you know, and this is from Revelation 13:8, the lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. Before there was a man that was going to sin, it was paid for. Oh my goodness, how good is that? Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. He has plans to do you good and not evil. You know the verse. You have it on a wall at home, I'm sure. Jeremiah 29. Verse 11. Now listen to this. This is the word of the Lord. It was his word that created everything. This is his word. What does it create in you? I know the thoughts I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Oh, except right before I'm coming again. Ooh, it's really, really going to be bad. No, he didn't say that. He has a future for you. He has a hope for you. And that is forever. Forever. But this is how we hear what he wants. Then you will call upon me and you'll go pray to me. I'll listen to you. Don't ever think your prayers are hitting the ceiling. That's a lie. He hears them. And you will seek me, and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. You know, if you have not searched for him with all your heart, this is a good day to start. This is a good day to start. Pay attention to his warnings. There are some of us that would like to just put our head in the sand and say, if I don't see it, it'll all go away. It'll all go away. I know it will all go away. Things will be back to normal. Normal wasn't good either. He wants us to live in the supernatural, not in the normal. So, heed his warnings. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5. Pastor Mike read them the past couple weeks. They're his warnings for the last days. We can't ignore those scriptures because we don't like them. We have to pay attention. Matthew chapter 24 and 25 will prepare us. Jesus said, don't be deceived. He knew deception was coming. Isn't that amazing? And now we have everything thrown in our face that's deceptive. He said there's going to not only be wars, but rumors. Rumors? We don't pay attention to rumors, but that's what the news is full of, rumors. Rumors of trouble and rumors of wars, he says. But don't be deceived. The only way we cannot be deceived is by seeking him with all of our heart. That's the only way. Asking him for wisdom. How do I navigate through these days? What do I do to prepare for my family? He knows what your needs are. He will take care of them. Prepare as the Holy Spirit leads you. Romans 8:14, one of my favorite verses. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. We want to live like sons. We're going to be led by his Spirit. Wow. I mean, it just like, every once in a while, a scripture will just go, oh my gosh, this is the Spirit that moved with the Father and the Son over the waters at creation. This is the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, and he's the one that's going to lead me. Wow! Do you have that expectation that he will lead you? He will lead you. He will not fail you. He cannot fail you. That is not who he is. The best way to get through these days is a strong, very strong, intimate, personal relationship with the Lord. It's a must. Otherwise, you will not be at peace. And you can have it, and you say, oh, I don't really have, I hear you got it, I hear other people got it, but I don't have it. Well, get it. It's just that simple. Go for it. That scripture in Jeremiah said, if we seek him with all of our hearts, we will find him. But it's all of your heart. The big choice there is the all. How much of your heart will you let him into? It's your choice. Sometimes I wished he would just break the door down for me so that I could do the right thing. But you know what? He didn't. He didn't do that. So after he told me to be led by the Spirit, the other thing he put in my heart, he said, I want you to know me better. I said, really? I mean, I've been in the Word for years and years and years. And I said, but tell me how. What do I do right now to know you better? He said, study my names. Because I am every one of those names. Some of us only know him as Savior, not even as Lord, because I'm Lord of my own life. He's not. And I've been looking at the names of Jesus. I haven't even gotten into the names of the Father or the Holy Spirit. I'm still looking at Jesus because it's huge. Because he's the one that's coming back. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Woo! He's the one. He's the one. So I've just been looking at these names, and as I meditate on them, and this has probably been going on for about 6 weeks or so, I've got a few lists. If you want a list, you can Google it. Names of the Father, names of Jesus, names of the Holy Spirit. You can get all kinds of lists. Some of them will have the scripture reference there. Some of them might even have a little preaching if you want it. But you see, there's so much available to us. Google still gives us God's word. I don't know that that will last forever. It is so important that we bury it in our hearts. In our hearts. I want to read to you. This is just part of the list of the names of Jesus. And if something strikes a chord in you, like, I got to know that one better. I don't know him like that. I can't tell you how many were like, yeah, I know. And I could hear the Holy Spirit saying, no, you don't. Okay, so don't argue with the Holy Spirit. Say, okay. Help me to see what you want me to see. Because there's a depth to him that we haven't even begun to mine. There is such a depth. And he wants us. He wants us to know him as intimately as possible. And I don't know, maybe you say, well, you started a long time ago and I didn't. I wasted time. I went to the wrong Bible school. I married the wrong person. I did this wrong. I did that wrong. I missed this opportunity. I missed that opportunity. Do you know where I'm at now? I don't, but he does. And I was out walking yesterday and talking to him about that. I said, what is the one thing you want this group to know today? He said, get over your past. Put your past in the past. Don't make excuses. Go forward. Because every time we go into the regret land, oh, I regret this, and oh, I regret that, and if I hadn't have done this, I wonder where I'd be today. Well, you know what? It doesn't matter because you're not there. You can't rewrite your past. But if you spend your today thinking about your past and all the things you didn't do, you're wasting your today. So tomorrow you've got an even bigger past you want to get past. So basically, the way he speaks to me, he said, tell him, get over it. Put it behind you. You can only think on one thing at a time. When those thoughts come up, put them off. Say, I'm going forward. Maybe you haven't studied. Start. Start. That was free. This will cost you. The names of Jesus. He's the beginning. The start of everything. He's the end of everything. And your life is hidden in him. Don't forget it. He's the creator of all things. And your life is hidden in him. He's the author and the purchaser of your salvation. He's the bread of life. He's the door to the sheepfold. He's the good shepherd. He's the faithful and the true witness. He's the first begotten from the dead. He's a friend of sinners. Wow. Captain of the Lord of hosts. He's glorious, powerful. He's the captain of our salvation. He's God in the flesh, Son of Man. He knows how you feel because he's been there. He's the word that was made flesh. He's the healer of the brokenhearted. Nobody but him. can deal with your heart. He's holy and he's true. He's the heir of all things. He's the healer of the body. He's the express image of the Father God. You ever wonder anything negative about your Father God? Look at Jesus. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen him. He showed us. He cleared up that foggy picture we had and said, this is who your daddy is. He's the great I am. He's the King of righteousness. Wow. You know when he made you righteous? The moment you got born again, before you did one righteous thing. Imagine that. Wow. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Peace, the Prince of Peace. The Lamb of God who was slain. The light of the world, and specifically the light to the Gentiles. He's the lily of the valley and the rose of Sharon. The lion of the tribe of Judah. The Lord of all. He's a merciful and faithful high priest. That's why your past is past. Because he's a merciful and faithful high priest. He's the ransom for all, our Redeemer. He's the upholder of all things. He's wonderful. Mighty God. He's the Word of life. He's the Word of God with flesh on it. He said, fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Wow. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. He said, behold, I'm coming quickly. Wow. I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. He is to be our focus. We are to put the past behind. That scripture from Philippians tells us to put the past behind. I deleted it. Don't look back. Forgetting those things which are behind. Forget your failures. Forget the things you didn't do. Forget them all. Forget your regrets. You can only think one thought at a time. Just change the channel when they come in. Forget. And press on. Press on. Reaching forward to what lies ahead. And Paul said, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. That's our goal. That's our destination. That's our God. That's our future. Your past is done. It's over. Press on. Keep the main thing the main thing. Don't lose your focus. Stay focused on him. On him. I said, Lord, please teach me how to stay focused and keep you. And keep you there. 2 days later, I'm sitting at a traffic light. I'm at a red light. Half a block is, it's only a half a block till the next light. I'm sitting there, I'm waiting. And the next light turned green and I went. And as I'm going under my red light, I went, oh my gosh. And the guy behind me goes, and I went back at him. I don't know. But I heard the Holy Spirit say, you were focused on the prize. That's focus. You don't know what's going on around you. You don't know what's going on behind. You don't know. You're focused. He said, I want you to be that focused on me. Focus on me. Not on the news, not on anything but me. You focus on what I direct you to. If I don't direct you, don't go there. Ask lots of questions. You got something coming up on the internet, looks good. Lord, should I watch it? Lord, should I listen? Well, you know, I need to be educated in this. Lord, do I need to be educated in this? He knows what you need. This Jesus that I just listed some of his names, he knows everything about everything. He knows. He knows. He knows. If you want to refocus and keep your focus on him, I'd like you to just stand up. I heard Pastor Mike say you're more serious if you stand. So I want you to stand. Now, this is not an altar call for you to come up. I want you to just build your prayer closet right around you and tell the Lord your intentions to stay focused and ask the Holy Spirit, help me. Get my attention if I'm not focused. Father, thank you. We want you to be our focus. We know your plans are good. We trust you. Tell us what to listen to listen to, who not to. Increase our discernment and our sensitivity. We will obey you. We will obey you. Get our attention. Lord, thank you. Thank you. We mean business. We mean business, Father. We want to hear you say, well done. We want to finish our race with our faith intact. And we want to know when you say, you're done, come on home. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In your name, Jesus, our lives are in your hands. And we trust you completely. You are our Lord. Amen. You can be seated. be seated. Yes, you can be seated just a second. Do we have a prayer minister here today? We do? Okay. Would you come up, prayer ministers? Whoever, if you might be sitting here and don't know Jesus as your Lord, this is your day. And the rest of the message probably went, well, I don't know what she's talking about. You can know. If you have not been baptized in the Holy Spirit, this is your day. If you have another request, come up and they will join their faith with yours. Thank you. We'll see you next week and you are dismissed. Amen.